WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have sunny skies and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. In the news this morning, two bodies have been found at Lake Manawa State Park in western Iowa. Authorities say a passerby discovered the bodies around 7 o'clock last night in the woods about 400 yards from a boat ramp that runs into the Missouri River. The names and possible causes of death have not yet been released, and it's unclear whether authorities suspect the bodies are those of 41-year-old Charlotte Schilling and her 10-year-old son Owen, who have been missing from their home in Plattsmouth, Nebraska since May the 10th. Police say Schilling's vehicle was found near Lake Manawa, which sits just south of Council Bluffs. The lake is northeast of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, across the Missouri River. Schilling's wallet and her cell phone were found in the car. News time is 7:07.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up early this year. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming spring flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in their investigation into the theft of a motorcycle from a storage unit in Red Oak. Deputies were called to investigate the incident Sunday at Hawkeye Storage at 2505 North Broadway in Red Oak. Sandra Stogdill of Red Oak reported entry to the storage unit she rents and the theft of a red 1981 Yamaha Enduro motorcycle. The cycle is valued at $1,000. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. In other news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board of Directors are scheduled to meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Action or new business items on their agenda include updates on the various capital improvement projects. That includes the park maintenance building, Sunnyside Park improvements and tennis court reconstruction, softball field fencing and renovation, swimming pool, entrance signs, and the park shelter, along with the City Park sidewalk improvements, Holt playground equipment, and the Sunnyside Park equipment refurbishment. There will also be updates on the summer recreation program enrollment numbers, the Schilberg Recreation Area Campground, Dog Park, and Eagle Scout Bench Project, and other matters. And in his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will talk about the Cass County Community Foundation grant, the seasonal personnel report, and budget matters. The meeting is slated to begin at 5:15. The CAM, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Griswold Community School District Boards of Education will hold their regular separate meetings this evening in Anita, Elkhorn, and Griswold, respectively. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the Central Office Boardroom. On their agenda is an update on various district projects, action on accepting bids and awarding contracts for a bus or buses, and a freezer, along with the approval of contracts for the administrative team in Central Office. In Anita, the CAM School Board will meet at the High School Media Center beginning at 7 p.m. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include approval of open enrollment applications, approval of resignations and or contracts, along with director district boundaries, and the method of election of the Board of Directors, approval of 2012 graduating seniors, and other matters. And in Elkhorn, the EHK School Board will gather at 7 p.m. in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. The meeting will begin with the administering of oath to the shared business manager. New business discussion and or action items include fees for next year, approval of the amended budget for 2011-2012, approval of bids for the boiler repair, new lights in the main gym, a new heat pump, and a resolution of intent to propose reorganization with Exira. The EHK board will also take action on approving a reduction in force, the district developed special education service delivery plan, contracts issued to staff and support staff, and a revised calendar for 2012-2013. If you were traveling on Interstate 80 in western Iowa Sunday afternoon, you might have noticed a very heavy presence of state troopers, many of them in unmarked vehicles. Well, that was just a prelude to the national click-it-or-ticket seatbelt enforcement mobilization, which officially begins today. In Iowa, city, county, and state law enforcement officers are teaming up with highway safety advocates across the country to help save more lives by enforcing seatbelt laws around the clock. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data shows in 2010, 61% of the 10,647 passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes, which occurred between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., were not wearing their seatbelts. The daytime unbelted traffic fatality rate is 42%. In 2011, there were 360 motorists killed in crashes on Iowa's roadways. And while that was a 66-year low, 115 of those deaths involved vehicle occupants who were not wearing their seatbelts. Iowa's mandatory seatbelt law has been in effect for nearly 26 years. This year's click-it-or-ticket enforcement runs from May the 21st through June the 3rd. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hey, Mappy Mapperson, how are those directions coming?
It's still loading.
Mm-hmm. Here, use my phone. It's U.S. Cellular, and it's up to 10 times faster than your 3G.
How'd you manage that?
Well, U.S. Cellular's the first wireless company with 4G LTE in town, and the only company that gives me rewards.
Wow, 4G LTE says take the next right.
Uh-huh, and your phone?
Still loading.
Yeah.
Tell me more about those rewards.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and be with the happiest customers in wireless. Get the first 4G LTE network in your area and the only wireless that gives you rewards, like free accessories, free ringtones, and new phones faster. Come in today and check out the 4G-capable Android-powered Samsung Galaxy S Aviator.
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready for faster internet on your phone? Check out our Samsung 4G LTE Aviator. At Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
And in the funeral announcements, Jack Rasmussen, age 86, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Jack Rasmussen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Arthur Masur, age 82, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Arthur Masur will be held today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clara May Thornton, age 78, of Griswold, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Clara Thornton will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Madeline Lorraine Miller Strom, age 84, formerly of the Fontenelle area, died Thursday at Iowa City Health Care Center. Celebration of life services for Madeline Strom will be held June 16th at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Neoma Ridlin, age 93, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Neoma Ridlin are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.